Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rice Club. Happy New Year. This is our first recording of 2024. I hope your year is going well. And if it didn't start so hot, well, I hope it gets better and we start the year strong. What I want to talk about today is the new Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer. And it's not really that new because the trailer dropped early December. And the funny thing is, I think it leaked like a day early. But, you know, Rockstar was just like, screw it. And basically pushed the trailer live a day in advance. So, good for Rockstar. I think the leaker, the hacker or whatever, got a pretty hefty like sentence to like a government hospital or something like that. So don't mess with Rockstar. They're going to get you. So what I'm going to do for today is kind of just share my thoughts about the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer and then pivot to my wish list for GTA 6. The funny thing is, the game is slated for 2025, which is just a long ways off. So when I saw the trailer, I thought, wow, this is a really early drop for a game that's going to be released, potentially 2 years away. I mean, you know, if it gets released in the end of 2025, that's going to be forever. So hopefully it drops early 2025 or spring or whatever. So fingers crossed. You know, people took time to break down every little detail in this new trailer. I'm not going to be doing that today. So if you want a full breakdown, then I recommend Luke Stevens or the Angry Joe show. They've covered the trailer extensively from every single scene, pointing out every little detail. So like I said before, I'm just going to share some of my brief thoughts about the trailer, and then I'm going to pivot to some items that I would like. So some of them are pretty obvious, and some of them might even surprise you. So let's just get started with the trailer. I'm really impressed with the size and scope of Leonida. I don't even know how to pronounce it. But that's basically the fictionalized version of Florida. Now, granted, Rockstar open world games are always big and full of detail, but you get a sense of the different environments from this trailer. You can see docks, beaches, swamps, highways, skyscrapers, suburban and urban areas. There's even that, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's even that recreation of that iconic boardwalk from Grand Theft Auto Vice City. So it's safe to say this game is going to be massive. But how massive? We've seen Rockstar experiment with different map sizes in their open world games. Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City focused strictly on recreating the fictional cities of New York and Miami, respectively. GTA San Andreas broke the mold by having three cities, along with deserts and forests in the fictionalized state of San Andreas. GTA 4 went back to the city-only approach, and GTA 5 kind of took the best of both worlds of GTA San Andreas and GTA 4 by focusing on one large urban center, but also having a wilderness-slash-desert playground. So I'm really interested in seeing how GTA 6 takes on Leonida. I'm really hoping for multiple cities and large urban areas. The problem with GTA 5 was outside of Los Santos. It really just felt lonely and empty outside of the city. And I'm hoping they take a page from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas's book, give us multiple cities, towns, littered throughout the map, and give us reasons to go there. Another thing that I was struck by was just the number of NPCs and objects in the trailer. This seems like in-game footage, so I'm guessing the game has the ability to generate this amount of NPCs. Obviously, the trailer is hyper-polished and edited, so we won't really know till the final result. But I do want to see that kind of density in a Rockstar game. Grand Theft Auto 5, which was based on Los Angeles. They came close to this kind of density when it simulated traffic when driving on the highway. So it's going to be interesting to see if we'll get these kind of large crowds, beach parties, and traffic jams, like how they showed in the trailer. I'm sure it's pretty easy to generate the NPCs, but let's say if Rockstar adds, you know, more complex things like set schedules for NPCs, you know, having them go home or going to work or whatnot, and then, you know, that's going to take more resources and thus limit the number of NPCs on screen. So we'll have to wait and see. We're also going to have the first female protagonist of the 3D era of GTA. This is pretty exciting because all the previous 3D era protagonists have all been male, so it's cool to see Rockstar doing something new and changing things up. Now, it's possible that there's going to be a second male protagonist, which I'm assuming is the man that Lucia, which is the name of the protagonist, the guy that's with her. So that's probably going to be, that might be the second male protagonist, but I don't know. So people are speculating that this is going to be a Bonnie and Clyde story, which is, you know, two lovers, you know, killing people, robbing liquor stores, causing chaos. There's different ways that Rockstar could potentially run with this. So, you know, have that Bonnie and Clyde story with Lucia and her partner becoming public enemy number one, and maybe they're hunted by the U.S. government or, you know, just law enforcement of Leonida. Maybe take the drama-filled approach where one partner is manipulating the other and one of them has to kill the other at the end of the game, you know, which is pretty dark. My guess is there's going to be some speed bumps between Lucia and this unnamed male character, given the use of Tom Petty's Love is a Long Road in the trailer, which is a fantastic song choice, by the way. Lastly, the trailer really emphasized fun. Now, what does that mean? In the trailer, we saw scores of people on the beach, people clubbing, a lady twerking on top of a car, a group of rowdy bikers, boat parties, and more. Is this a theme that the game is going for? Will the player be able to do these fun and crazy activities? Maybe do a little dirt biking in the swamps, or see a concert, drive some boats, visit some bars? I'm thinking this might affect the tone of the game. Of course, it's going to be your typical Grand Theft Auto game, with your street rampages of gratuitous violence and chaos, but with a glitzy and glamorous backdrop, sort of like what Grand Theft Auto Vice City was. This is in contrast to the gloomy atmosphere of Grand Theft Auto 4. So we'll see how the overall design of the game, including the setting, the gameplay, and the sound, matches this theme of fun presented in the trailer. So those were my brief impressions with the GTA 6 trailer. Now let's get to what I would like to see in the game. So we're going to kick it off with number one, vigilante missions and other side quests. For anyone that's played Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, you guys know about vigilante missions. These are little side missions you can take if you happen to steal a police car, fire truck, taxi, or ambulance. I'm kind of lumping all these quests together and calling them vigilante missions, but I guess a more accurate term would be like public service missions, but that's not a very sexy term, so we'll just stick with vigilante. Performing these missions in the original trilogy gave you certain rewards like increased armor, money, fire immunity, and so on. They were pretty simple, but you generally raced against the clock in order to progress to the next mission, which ramped up the difficulty. If you were in a fire truck, you had to drive to certain locations to put out fires. If you drove the ambulance, you had to pick up people and drop them off at the hospital. If you were in a law enforcement vehicle, you had to eliminate certain bad guys. Grand Theft Auto Vice City even had a pizza delivery side quest, where you drove around in a little Vespa chucking pizzas at people. These kinds of activities were greatly reduced in Grand Theft Auto 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5. GTA 4 still had police missions, as well as taxi driver missions, but these kind of missions were reduced even further with Grand Theft Auto 5. These were just little fun side activities that you could perform to pass the time or to challenge yourself. Over the years, Rockstar has leaned into more serious stories and grounded gameplay with their last several titles like RDR1, RDR2, Grand Theft Auto 4, and Grand Theft Auto 5. And the gameplay and missions really reflect that shift. But it would still be nice to bring back these missions into Grand Theft Auto 6 to remind us that GTA is a game at heart. Now, the next thing I want to see in Grand Theft Auto 6 is a little niche, but hear me out. It's something that's been in every single 3D Grand Theft Auto game except Grand Theft Auto 5. And that is map restrictions. I know it's weird, but hear me out. If you don't know what map restrictions are, they're gameplay slash storyline driven mechanics that lock you out from exploring the entire map at the beginning of the game. The map would progressively open up once you complete certain key storyline missions. For example, in Vice City, you couldn't cross the bridges to explore the rest of the map because it was blocked due to a hurricane warning. In Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, the roads leading outside Los Santos are damaged due to an earthquake and are reopened after the player completes certain key missions. And it's totally fashionable these days to show off your open world game without any map restrictions. I totally get it. So just imagine like Elden Ring or Skyrim. If you can see it on the map, then, you know, chances are the player can go there. Blocking off the map seems like an old, archaic concept. So why do I want to bring it back? It sounds kind of silly and arbitrary, but it provides a sense of accomplishment to the player. As a kid, it was awesome knowing I could finally go to the urban side of Vice City. I could finally cross those islands and, you know, go to the airport. I can visit the docks or the taxi depot, or the kind of visit the skyscrapers of just the urban area of Vice City. In Grand Theft Auto 4, I felt accomplished when I finally left the working class neighborhoods of Broker for the glamour of Algonquin, or when I could finally explore the glitzy casinos of Las Venturas in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. It's like having a good villain. That feeling of accomplishment pushes you to complete the story, and it rewards you for progressing. It allows Rockstar to really hone in on certain areas of the map. Now, I can easily remember the layout of Los Santos or Liberty City, partially because of the map restrictions. In Grand Theft Auto 5, I can barely remember the layout of Los Santos. I had to constantly rely on the GPS and the map to determine, you know, where I was going. It would have been so much better narratively if we focused on parts of the Grand Theft Auto map in a progressive manner. Allow the player to slowly savor and enjoy the map instead of letting it all be available from the get-go. Maybe open it up on a new game plus, but let the player earn it the first time around. Okay, compared to the previous item on my wish list, this third one is a much more normal want from Grand Theft Auto 6. I would like an emphasis, or maybe re-emphasis, on having a strong story for a Grand Theft Auto game. I personally struggled with Grand Theft Auto 5's story. It was short, it was rushed, and it was unfocused. There were three playable characters, Michael, Franklin, and Trevor. There wasn't a strong enough central plot that brought these characters together to give them purpose. There was a strong connection between Trevor and Michael due to their past criminal partnership, but Franklin didn't really have a strong plot line to stand on by himself, so his character felt kind of out of place. And I know, like, a lot of Grand Theft Auto fans liked Franklin. They wanted him to be a more important part of Grand Theft Auto 5. So it was kind of disappointing for me to kind of just have a story that pretty much only featured two out of the three characters, because why even have three characters if, you know, the good bits of the story revolved around just two-thirds of them? The length of Grand Theft Auto 5 didn't help either. There were significantly fewer missions in Grand Theft Auto 5 than Grand Theft Auto 4, which combined with three protagonists made it even more difficult to dedicate the time to character growth and development. Grand Theft Auto 4's story was much longer than Grand Theft Auto 5, and while it dragged at some points, it allowed us to spend time with Niko Bellic's character, who, you know, if you don't know, that's the protagonist of GTA 4. We got more opportunities to understand his character, personality, motivations, so on and so forth. Given that the new game is set in the state of Leonida, I expect to see a story that is proportionate to the scope of the setting. I want the story to bring us all over the map, and not just for one or two missions here and one or two missions there, but I really want to be able to traverse the entire state. I really want to know the ins and outs of Leonida. We don't know anything about GTA 6's story yet, but I'm hoping it's going to be better than Grand Theft Auto 5. We're either playing as Lucia or both, you know, her and her boyfriend, so right off the bat, there's less characters to flesh out, and hopefully that leads to a tighter story with a strong central plot. Give me something fleshed out and complex. Maybe a story of betrayal, maybe throw in a twist here and there. I'm getting older, and I feel like my gaming wishes are getting more refined. I'm going to pull a page out of Jake Baldino's book. Jake Baldino is an employee at GameRanks, and he does a lot of videos for them, and he has his own personal YouTube channel as well. And he was talking about, you know, getting older as a gamer and what you want out of a game. And for something like Grand Theft Auto, yeah, it's fun. It's always going to be fun, causing chaos, running people over, beating people up, just causing rampages, you know, blasting people. But, you know, as we get older, like, yeah, I want something more unique. I want something special. And for me, I want a really strong story from a Grand Theft Auto game. I want something that's like going to make me think, that's complex, that's pretty nuanced. So having a good storyline is a primary want from GTA 6. That's really important to me. But what makes a good story? Good characters, of course, specifically a strong antagonist. A strong antagonist is someone that's always going to be a threat. Someone whose motives are initially unclear. It also helps if this person is charismatic or has a tragic backstory or something that's relatable. That makes a good villain. And having a good villain makes you want to play to the end of the game to see what happens. Maybe I get to kill them. Maybe there's some kind of huge twist. Maybe the player is the villain. Maybe I'll feel sorry for, you know, the antagonist. It keeps the player engaged and wanting more. Let's take a look at Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, a game that managed to have four antagonists. Well, maybe three, since Officer Pulaski was more of like an evil sidekick. But anyways, Ryder and Big Smoke were fantastic secondary antagonists. They had well-crafted dialogue, like how Big Smoke comically orders a massive meal at a fast food joint, and the infamous, "All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ," line that's become basically like a meme or a popular catchphrase nowadays. Like, people who haven't even played Grand Theft Auto know of that line. Now, these guys were well acted, and they played an important role in the story because they were originally, you know, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. It was kind of took inspiration from the 90s hood movies, and your character was part of a street gang. Ryder and Big Smoke, they, you know, they originally served as your allies. They were in the same gang as you, but they eventually turned into your enemies. Then there's possibly the greatest Grand Theft Auto antagonist of all time, Officer Tenpenny. He constantly mocks you throughout the game. He constantly belittles you. He pretty much kidnaps you at the beginning of the game. He threatens your family. He even prevents you from returning to Los Santos at a certain point in the game. And to top it off, he's voiced by the legendary Samuel L. Jackson. He's everything you want in a villain. Charismatic, he's rude, he's overconfident, and he's a constant threat to the player. Now, I have a hard time remembering who the Grand Theft Auto 5 villains were without Googling them. That's how bad they are. Oh, you're just a generic greedy rich guy. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's it. So they were also introduced way too late in the game to make me even care about them. Lastly, I want a lived-in city. I really want to feel like I'm in a living, breathing city with characters that go about their day. They go out to buy food, they go to work, they head home, etc. The Bethesda RPGs are great examples of games that try to make their worlds believable using things like NPC schedules, realistic behavior, conversation systems, so on and so forth. NPCs would be working a normal day job, and then they would go back to their house during the evening. If you broke into their house during the late hours, you could even steal their items as they were sleeping. Give me that in GTA. I want to actually feel like I'm in a world where people behave realistically. It's those little details that make the world come alive. We all remember the overly aggressive cops and pedestrians from GTA 5, how they would just start shooting at you even if you like went AFK in front of their face. Just get rid of that silly behavior. Now, speaking of a lived-in environment, Grand Theft Auto 6 needs to step up their interiors game. Grand Theft Auto 4 was a step in the right direction in terms of allowing the player to go into different buildings with no or minimal loading screens. In addition to places like restaurants or clubs that you could walk into, there were random apartments and buildings that the player could just walk in and explore. And these didn't really serve a gameplay or storyline purpose, but it was just really cool to see these random buildings fleshed out and accessible to the player. And this was curiously absent in Grand Theft Auto V. There were so many cool skyscrapers and buildings, but they were just window dressing. I guess you couldn't go into them or do anything inside. So I hope Rockstar brings more interiors into the game and let it actually serve a purpose. Let us use a building as a safe house. Let's use a building to generate wealth or weekly income, or maybe let the player break into them to steal items. The Yakuza games really did this well by building a smaller but more detailed open world with many restaurants, bars, clubs, and shops accessible to the player. No matter which street you were on, there was generally an enterable space or merchant that you could interact with. Both of these things, like NPC schedules and interiors, are really going to take an open world game to the next level. You want the player to be immersed in the game world by creating an environment that's believable. Let the player really sink themselves into the game and really feel like they're in that world. Rockstar has always been good with these little details in their video games. Just look at Red Dead Redemption 2. There are so many tiny details that gamers really appreciate, like period clothing, dialogue, weapons, architecture, that make the player feel like they're in the late 1800s, early 1900s. It allows the player to really transport themselves to a new place and experience things they wouldn't normally experience in real life. So that's my wish list for GTA 6. Bring back the vigilante missions, map restrictions, have a solid story, great villains, and an immersive setting. This isn't an exhaustive list of things I want to see in the game, but I think it would be a great first step into making an awesome, memorable Grand Theft Auto game. To be honest, I wasn't too fond of the Rockstar games post-Grand Theft Auto 4. If you want to know why, there's a YouTuber named Nakey Jakey, which is a funny name, by the way, who has some fantastic videos discussing the outdated design elements of Rockstar video games. He has a video with over 11 million views titled "Rockstar's Game Design is Outdated." Check that video out if you have time. So to wrap things up, I don't claim to be an expert on video games, and I'm not a game developer, but I think just having improvements to core elements like the story, characters, setting, and gameplay will send GTA 6 skyrocketing to new heights, and it's going to be one of those Grand Theft Auto games that are going to be played for years and years and going to be remembered by millions of fans. So thank you for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day.